Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Agriculture and Environment in the Classroom, Inc. has been approved by the State Ag Development Board for matching funding for a new mobile science activity center. The group's Jennifer Elwell says they partner with the State Ag Department to provide that opportunity for Kentucky schools.
To teach kids more about agriculture and how science is a part of agriculture. The program is a wonderful way to bring science and technology into the classroom. The programs stay booked probably 2 years out, and we are thrilled that we're going to be able to purchase a third trailer so we can go to more schools.
As evidenced by the advanced booking demand, a third mobile unit would be put to very good use, and in this case, it's being customized for Eastern Kentucky.
We realize the current trailers are about 44 foot long, and sometimes they have trouble maneuvering the roads of Eastern Kentucky, so the new trailer is going to be a little bit shorter, so they can maneuver those roads a little easier, and the Department of Agriculture, who we partner with, they're going to hire a third facilitator to take that around to the Eastern Kentucky schools, and it's supposed to service about 37 counties.
Their goal is to have it ready as schools open this coming fall. We'll have contact information in a minute. We'll be right back.
Oh, the food at this party is to die for. Look at all the choices. I could fill up my plate with just this chicken. Where did they get all this fabulous food?
We're the Turners from McLean County, Kentucky.
It does make you have a sense of pride when we see our poultry in the store with our name on it.
It's a product we enjoy ourselves.
Always been taught we're not here just to get it done, we're here to do it right.
We're a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Poultry Federation and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The state's mobile science centers have been a big hit in schools. Teachers have seen firsthand how, with science, those lessons on wheels engage students.
They can talk about soil erosion, how ice cream is made and make their own ice cream in a bag. They can make soy lip balm, and it's also got a beeswax component.
Jennifer Elwell says the numbers speak for themselves, and the new cost share grant from the Ag Development Board will grow those numbers quickly.
Right now, they are reaching about 25,000 students a year, and with the addition of the third trailer, we're hoping we can reach an additional 10,000.
Elwell says the Kentucky Ag and Environment in the Classroom group works closely with the Ag Department on scheduling, and she suggests that interested teachers make that contact sooner rather than later.
We have all the information available on our website at teachkyag.org.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.